First arises the cheetah.
It's the cheetah, right? Arise, the new cheetah arise.
It's like birth cheetah.
Birth cheetah, yeah. Yes.
What kind of cheetah is that?
I don't know the name.
Patisanti
cheetah.
It's now Patisanti cheetah?
No.
Just once?
Yes. Yeah, that I know. Okay.
What else is the result of Tama?
Rupa, also cheetah.
What rupa is the result of Tama?
The sixth sense door. Nama, the sixth sense door.
So you said that thinking is vipassana. Is that right?
No, but without...
Can you control your thought?
No.
Can you have it rise?
No.
Why does it arise?
It arises due to conditions of, you know, its own.
The accumulation of kusala and akusala condition, right thinking or wrong thinking, kusala thinking or akusala thinking.
Okay.
So thinking itself can be kusala or akusala, but not the vipassana, not the result.
But the content
by the two
of the
different patiya, see? We can talk about patiya now when we understand reality.
Mm.
For example, when we talk about thinking, we talk about the accumulation of kusala and akusala, which is not the kamma, but it's the patatupanisya patiya.
I don't...
Decisive support.
Oh, I haven't heard that Pali word.
This is the biggest condition.
Biggest condition?
Yes, they're very, very common. So all the loba and dosa that arises now is conditioned by patatupanisya patiya accumulated natural decisive support.
So thinking has two things. Vitaka, the thinking itself, the chittasika called vitaka, right?
The chittasika.
That called vitaka. That's thinking. But the content of thought, the thought itself inside the stories.
Concepts.
Isn't that, that's not resultant. That's accumulation of past.
Concepts of concepts are not realities.
They're not reality, I know. But how do they exist? How do they come? It's due to accumulation.
They're just thought about.
Huh?
They're just thought about.
Dreams.
I know they're dreams.
Yeah.
It's like the next sentence, the next question come out is I could not control how I word them. But it came out itself. So, but it's not conditioned by karma or anything. How did it come out? How did it form itself?
So the thinking is real. So the
right, the vitaka is real.
Yeah. So it's accumulated by natural desires and all conditions.
Right.
It's accumulated. And it thinks about different concepts or ideas, but the concepts or ideas are just ideas, not reality.
What is concept now?
Concept is concept. Concept is not reality. It's not paramita dharma.
Is paramita dharma can that be concept?
Yes.
Without abhidharma.
Cannot. So it's conditioned then. If without, then
that's
it's conditioned.
Why we should have the precise understanding of what is concept and what is reality.
But if it's unconditioned, then it exists without dharma. Paramita dharma, right?
Before we think about conditions, what is real and what is not real, is the eye or the face real?
The face is not real. Face is concept.
But they can be thinking about it.
Yeah.
See? So without thinking, can there be face appear in your
without
mind?
Without thinking, cannot.
So it's an object of thinking.
Yes.
And what is seen now? What is seen now?
What is seen now? People.
See?
Concept.
So in reality, what is
being
seen?
Honest.
What can be seen in reality? What can be seen?
Visual objects, forms, shapes.
You call it visual object. But what about that which doesn't have any word at all? Because its character is that which can be seen only.
Oh, okay.
Only a reality that can be seen.
Oh, okay.
So at the moment, seeing seems.
Seems reality.
Which can be seen.
Yes.
No one. No glass here. Because what is seen is that which can be seen. But when there is touching cannot be seen. It can be touched.
Yes.
You asked someone else about whether, you asked your question about how can one know that seeing is here. This big object is in Atalanta. So how can one really understand?
Oh, why is it? I think the question was whether how does one do it? Can one be sure that there is a clap of people in that way? The visible object can't arise on its own.
These are the four primary rupas that cannot be
The question was,
this seems to be like because only visible object or hardness, one rupa can appear at a time. So if there's more understanding of different rupas, it's clear to thinking, to inferential knowledge, that there must be the kalapa of rupas. They must arise together. But there can never be understanding of more than one rupa appearing at a moment. So it seems like it's only ever thinking that they must arise.
That's right. One can ask, where is the visible object? In any four primary rupas.
Anywhere. Isn't it the light particle strike the eye that has contact reflecting?
That's just an idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's not, that's the physical thing, but the moment of when consciousness arises with, that's a whole, it's not a camera.
But what Kunsen Chin was saying was we're talking about color, which is, arises every group of rupas always has color in it. So the color here, there's color arising in every group of rupas, whether there's any seeing of it or not. Even if there's no seeing, there's color arising in every
So when you're hearing, there's color?
No. When there's hearing sound couldn't arise if there wasn't color in the kalapa. Sound. Color arises in every kalapa.
And you know where's the sound?
Where?
When you turn on radio, you know that it's there. Condition for sound, see? So it needs the kalapa.
Needs the other four primary rupas and then the other rupas.
Otherwise, how come the sound?
The rupas.
When there are conditions for sound to rise, it also needs the four primary rupas. But since it's not touching, so the four primary rupas doesn't appear as object. But then it's contact or impinge on the ear,
then sound
appear to hearing only. But the other citta also experience it, but not hearing it. That's why each citta has its own function, different ones. Otherwise, there must be hearing. But
when you say each citta, what do you mean by each citta?
When sound hasn't disappeared yet, the other citta follows, experience it, as well as it has fallen asleep. But the other citta, besides the hearing, cannot hear. It performs its function. The next citta after seeing, the next citta after that citta. Until there's life or dislike, usla or usla of that sound which hasn't fallen away.
It's in the sensual process.
Right.
So at present moment, how can the Uniso Manasikara
No, it's there already.
It's there already.
When there is right understanding, it's there. When it's not right understanding, it's only wrong or unwise.
You need it.
It's there. Then try to have it.
Ordinary Manasikara is there all the time.
Right, it's in every single moment.
Seeing them, hearing them, thinking them, just birth consciousness.
But, okay, so with the right view, the unison arises, and its function is? What is its function?
Can anything arise by itself? alone by yourself. So without yoniso manasikara, can there be understanding? Without pasa, without jetana, without other
jetana.
They arise together.
Oh, okay, so
by sahachata, patriya.
So
the patriya is not difficult to understand when one understands
yes. I take my patana book this afternoon.
Book?
Explain.
Book?
You
book?
Just teach.
But when there is no understanding, one cannot understand patana at all. One has to understand reality and then understand patana. Because there are many conditions, and when we understand that reality, we know what kind of conditions are there. Jetasika, what condition is it? It's a condition for citta to arise by way of what condition, see? And jetana, it's a condition for citta to arise, we arise together, but they are different. Jetana is not pasa, so different conditions for each.
But citta arises every moment with citta. Mm-hmm. There's no moment except the kuriya, there is no citta, then there's no
even citta, which experiences reality, Panya does not know yet. There's not sad. So how can that be the understanding